Highlander GM, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guests. Here's what Brock had to say about Rylander GM. This is by far the best buying experience we've had. We showed up 25 minutes before closing time. The crew stayed after hours to make sure we got the vehicle we wanted and wouldn't have to make the 90-minute drive back another day and tie up our busy schedule. Come experience the Rylander GM difference.
Evan and his staff at Tomahawk Builder Supply are proud to be one of our radio sponsors of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on the Big Q. Tomahawk Builder Supply is your complete building center, from planning and design service to top quality building supplies for the do-it-yourselfer or contractor, including Anderson Windows, Therma-True Doors, Mannington Floor Covering, Dura Supreme Cabinets, and Benjamin Moore Paints and Stains. Tomahawk Builder Supply is open Monday through Saturday and located at 120 North Railway Street, just a block off Wisconsin Avenue in Tomahawk.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics pregame show here on WJJQ. I have on the line with me head baseball coach Scott Nye. Scott, thank you for joining me.
You bet.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this here. Needless to say, this team has had its struggles throughout the course of the year. You've struggled to put runs across the board. You've struggled defensively. What do you think is leading to your team struggling up until this point?
Belief that they can be successful consistently. So you can sit there and beat ground balls at them for an hour and a half. You can hit for an hour and a half. You can do all those things for an entire practice, but the ability for them to believe that they can do it when it matters is the barrier that we have to continue to work through. So, you know, the evidence that tells me that is, one, the second Lakeland game, we led most of the way. And, you know, a couple of things turned against us, of course, and we weren't able to overcome, and Lakeland took advantage of being the home team and walked that one off. And, you know, just at times in practice, we can see them do what they need to do. Then it's just figuring out how to get through the barrier of them transferring what they do in practice and how that relates to a game.
So right now, as you look at this team at this point, and you look at the competition that's in the Great Northern Conference, how tough has the competition been this year?
It's a good baseball conference, no doubt. I think that if you were to compare, you know, if you would go back pre-pandemic, I think that perhaps there would be some teams that would say they were stronger at that point, and teams fluctuate as far as, you know, their skill level and how well their team puts together wins over the course of a year. You know, definitely Medford and Mosinee have already proven, and it's been that way for a while, that they're kind of the class of the conference. I think that's the case again this year. They've already played each other and split. You know, after that, I think the rest of us kind of are in the pool after that. Of course, our record doesn't say that we are. I think at the same time, us being able to have the kids believe that we can be and then be able to translate that into play on the field, of course, as I just said before, is the next step. So, you know, Lakeland has, you know, we played with them when we were able to pick the ball up consistently. They've beaten a couple of teams that we've played, and I think that we could play with that we've had already seen non-conference and Marathon. You know, Antigo obviously may not be state caliber worthy this year, but they're still a well-respected program. You know, we see Rhinelander next week. You know, they might not be where they would like to be record-wise either, but again, they've got good history, so they're going to be competitive certainly, and we will see them to wrap up next week.
So let's go ahead and talk about tonight's game. You go against Antigo. You played against this team just a few days ago. You were shut out and no hit. What makes this a tough team to beat?
Like any team, we just have to be able to pick the ball up consistently. I think if we do that, we had a couple of chances to score in that game. We had second and third and nobody out early after giving up a run and avoiding some bigger damage early in the game. And we had a spot there we didn't execute. They got a couple more runs, which were aided by us not being able to pick the ball up consistently. And then we had a couple of hard-hit balls that found gloves. And, I mean, good or bad, that's baseball. But, of course, it looks like a bigger problem when you're struggling. So that's what it comes down to. I think that once a couple of things for certain guys happen and they get the belief that they can do it, then I think your luck changes. I think the way you work and the effort you put in creates some luck, because even the best teams don't have everything go their way. I mean, if you look at the Mosinee game we played at home, yeah, that ended up being 15-2. They put up a snowman in the seventh inning, but at the same time, in the fifth inning, we ended up putting a couple of runs up, and we had the tying run out of the dugout. You know, so what does a good team do? They come back, and they answer, and they put distance between you. So our next step, of course, is not only doing what we did in a game like that, but then being able to throw up a zero and come back in and continue to keep momentum.
Have any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Scott?
No, at least it looks like it's going to be dry. It'll be nice to be able to get one of what ends up being only a handful of physical home games here in Tomahawk, and looking forward to having it here.
Yeah, absolutely. Tomahawk takes on Antigoa today, first pitch at 5 o'clock. Scott and I, thank you for joining me.
You bet.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this here on WJJQ. High school baseball is live and on the air. A very pleasant good Friday evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Cook. Great to have you with us here. We've had a really, really wild setting up to this game. We've had a few technical difficulties. We've had people call in. We've had so much going on. And we're finally going to have our first baseball broadcast of the season. One of two that we had. You just listened to the interview from Scott and I during our Fairman Orthodontics pregame show here today. Today, the Tomahawk Hatchets are back here at Tyler Carl Memorial Field at Pride Park as they take on the Antigoa Red Robins. Go ahead and quickly go over the starting lineup for the Antigoa Red Robins. Leading off is number 11, the shortstop, Reed Kinsley. Batting second and pitching, Preston Capnavage. Batting third and playing left field, number 17, Trevor Terrace. Batting fourth and playing first base, number 7, Jacob Hannes. Batting fifth and the designated hitter, number 1, Mason Gray. Batting sixth and catching, number 8, Luke Bastel. Batting seventh and playing right field, number 4, Alec Capnavage. Batting eighth and playing second base, number 5, Hunter Ayupi. Batting ninth and playing center field, number 6, Wyatt Krause. And the third baseman for Antigoa tonight is number 8, Ben Robrecht. On the mound today for the Hatchets is Ethan Ein. His first pitch is low and in the dirt, ball one, and we are underway. The defensive setup for Tomahawk is Adam Pizig out in left field, Zach Frisky in center, Montgomery Framke in right. The infield is Brody Rigney, as the second pitch from Ein is a called strike. Count is 1-1. Rigney at third base. Tyler Jablonski, who pitched against Antigoa on Tuesday, will play shortstop today. Braden Larson at second. Cooper Hetzel at first. Andrew Tollefson is behind the plate for the Hatchets. The 1-1, low and inside. 2-1 now the count to Reed Kinsley. The shortstop starting today. And again, the Antigoa Red Robins, they're coached by Tyler Lawrence. Antigoa coming in with a 5-4 record as there's a ground ball from Kinsley over to short, scooped up by Jablonski. Throw to first is not in time. Kinsley beats out the throw from Jablonski, and Antigoa with a leadoff infield hit to lead things off. And now coming up to the plate will be their sophomore pitcher, Preston Knapkavage. And again, Sam Hernandez was supposed to join me in the broadcast booth tonight. He unfortunately had a family matter that he had to attend to. He'll be back here on Monday, hopefully, for the other Hatchet baseball broadcast we'll have, which will be against Rhinelander back here at Tyler Carl Memorial Field. And the Tomahawk Hatchets, well, they're just looking for a win at this point. They're currently 0-11 on the season, 0-9 in Great Northern Conference play. Antigoa 5-4 overall, 5-1 in Great Northern Conference play. They shut out the Hatchets 10-0 back on Tuesday. And now here's the pitch. They'll try to bunt. That one gets away from the catcher, Tollefson, and Kinsley will go down to second. So Kinsley advances to second on the wild pitch from Ein, and the Red Robins have their first runner in scoring position here to lead things off. Again, it's Preston Knapkavage at the plate, the sophomore pitcher for Antigoa. He's a lefty, as a matter of fact, so lefty on lefty here. And the swing and a ground ball back up the middle. That'll be a base hit into center field. And rounding third and stopping there is Kinsley Knapkavage with a single. So back-to-back hits for Antigoa to begin the day. And runners on first and third, nobody out, and that's going to make way for the first base, for the left fielder, excuse me, Trevor Taras. Again, the Anago Red Robins, this is a team that's young and on the come up here. They've only lost one game so far in Great Northern Conference play all season, 5-4, so they're 0-3 outside the conference. First pitch is high, ball one, count 1-0. And again, Ethan Ein getting the start today. Tyler Jablonski pitched against these Red Robins back on Tuesday. Tomahawk ended up losing that game 10-0. Here's the 1-0. Taken off is Knapkavage, and Tolofsen can't get a clean handle on it, and that will be a stolen base for Knapkavage, the pitcher. So runners on second and third, nobody out for Anago, and a base hit could very well score two here for the Red Robins. Ein out of the stretch. Still nobody out here in the top of the first. Pitch low and a little bit outside. Count is now 2-1. And Ein looks still looking for his first out of the day here today. Again, we got some overcast skies for you. Temperature in the 70s here on a Friday. There's a swing and a ground ball to third. That gets right by the third baseman and into left field for a base hit. Kinsley will score. Knapkavage will stop at third. It's an RBI single for Terrace. And the Red Robins strike first. It's 1-0.
Off the bat for the Robins, first baseman Jake
Honnis. That one got right by the third baseman Brody Rigney and by senior leader Tyler Jablonski. That's going to make way for the cleanup hitter for Anago, Jacob Honnis, the senior, who's playing first base today. So runners on first and third and still nobody out with Anago now leading 1-0. And, oh, I think Ein tried to make the move back to first, and I believe that's a balk. Yes, it is a balk. So Taras will go to second by way of a balk. It looked like Ein was going to try and throw him out over to first. In addition, a run will also come across for Knapkavage, so he scores, and it's 2-0 just like that. So again, Ethan Ein looking a little bit jittery on the mound here in the early going. Jacob Honnis at the plate. And here's the first pitch to Honnis inside, count 1-0. And Drew Tolofsen behind the plate, the young sophomore catcher. Again, Tomahawk still looking to get their first out of the day here so far. It's 2-0 Anago already. Here's the pitch from Ein, swing, ground ball, foul. Left side, count now 1-1. Again, Anago with three hits already, if you're just joining us. We did have some technical difficulties here early on to start the day. It being my first game being called here at Tyler Carl Memorial Field of Pride Park, you never know what can happen. So I'm going out to the stretch again, 1-1 the count, to Anago's Honnis. Here's the pitch, way high and outside by Tolofsen. It's going to be a wild pitch, and going down to third is Taras. So Taras is now on third. He's a base away from making it a 3-0 game here early on in this first inning. Tomahawk, all they just need is an out at this point. And again, at the mound is Honnis. At the plate is Honnis for Anago. Here is the 2-1. Low and inside. Ball three. That one nearly got by Tolofsen, but he's able to corral it. So the count's now 3-1. The Hatchets still looking for their first win here. Their closest loss so far came back in their second game at Lakeland. And they lost 6-5. They actually had the lead in the bottom of the seventh in that one. Honnis with a fly ball foul and out of play. Into the parking lot it goes, and the count is now full. So 3-2 the count now to Honnis. And Ein is on pace currently to retire his first batter of the day. And here comes the payoff pitch from Ein. Swinging a ground ball to third, scooped up by Rigney. Good play. Throw to first in time for out number one. So Honnis is retired. Good job by Rigney to hold the runner Taras at third. Now runner on third and one down. And that's going to make way for Anago's next hitter. It's their designated hitter, Mason Gray, the senior. And Gray, the designated hitter, he is going to be batting in place of the third baseman, Ben Robrecht, today. Ethan Ein on the mound. One down here in the top of the first. Swing and a foul tip from Gray on the first pitch. Count 0-1. Well, the one positive thing you could say about the Hatchets is that they can learn a lot from this season. They've had a lot of bright spots here. Just three returning starters from last season, but they've been able to get a lot of reps in, which could make the way for, hopefully, a stronger team next year. Here's a pitch from Ein. That's outside, 1-1. And Tyler Jablonski as well. He's going to be playing baseball elsewhere. He committed to play at UW Stout earlier in the year, so he's going to continue his baseball career over there at University of Wisconsin Stout in Menominee. Swinging a foul ball from Gray, and the count's now 1-2. So again, Tomahawk trailing here 2-0 in the top of the first. Ethan Ein on the mound. At the plate is Mason Gray. Here's the 1-2. Low and outside. Ball three gets away. Here comes Terrace running the plate. Tollefson corrals, throws, not in time, and Terrace scores. 3-0 Antigo here in the top of the first, and the count's now 2-2 to Gray. Again, Ethan Ein struggling a little bit here to get the season going. Get this game going, I should say. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. A little bit inside. Ball three. Count's now full. Again, the thing with these Antigo hitters, again, they're a young, up-and-coming team, but they've got a lot of seniors on their squad as well. Here's the pitch from Ein. 3-2, and that gets away from Tollefson. Ball four. Pitch was in the dirt. And it's the first walk of the day for Antigo.
Up to bat for Antigo, catcher Luke Bastel.
And now Luke Bastel will come to the plate. Luke Bastel is catching today, and he's a sophomore, so one of the young guns on this Antigo squad. And again, Ein is at the is on the mound. Runner on first and one down here in the top of the first. Antigo leading 3-0. Here's the first pitch from Ein. Strike right on the outside corner. Got him with a fastball. Count 0-1. Again, Tomahawk, the only two seniors that are graduating this year are going to be Zach Frisky and Tyler Jablonski, as mentioned before. Swinging a foul back, and Ein is ahead in the count, 0-2. The other senior that will be graduating is Addison Pisig, but again, a lot of young faces on this Tomahawk squad this year. Cooper Hetzel, Brody Rigney, Braden Larson, Montgomery Framke, Andrew Tollefson, Brody Hilgendorf, Nick Arndt, Tyler Sundquist, a lot of freshmen and sophomores on the squad. Here's the 0-2, low and inside, 1-2. Again, Ethan Ein is a junior pitcher. He's the second pitcher on the squad, and again, Jablonski is the primary pitcher. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Bastel swinging.
Up to bat for the Robins.
First strikeout of the day for Ein, two down, and now here comes Alec Knapkavage, the seventh hitter in this opening inning for Antigo. Again, Antigo's already played 3 runs here in the top of the first. Knapkavage's first pitch is a little bit inside that time, count 1-0. And Ethan Ein pitching today, Tyler Jablonski pitched against these Red Robins on Tuesday. Here's the 1-0, high and tight again, 2-0. Currently on first is Gray, who is the designated hitter for today. Here at Tyler Carr Memorial Field of Pride Park. Also had a pregame ceremony commemorating the 1959 state qualifying team before lineups were announced. That pitch is low and in the dirt. Ball three. So the count now 3-0 to Alec Knapkavage. Alec and Preston. That unique of a last name. They're bound to be related at some point. That pitch high. Ball four. And they will walk him. So now runners on first and second and two down. Second walk issued by Ein in this inning. And now here comes Hunter Iupi to the plate, the senior, who's also playing second today. Here's the first pitch to Iupi. And inside corner, got him for a called strike. Count 0-1. So Iupi playing second today. Antigo's already had 5 base runners in this first inning. Two down here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive down the left field line. Pisig can't get there, and that's going to get all the way back to the fence. Rounding third is scoring is Gray. Knapkavage, he's going to round third. Cutout throw by Jablonski. The throw will go to third base, and it gets away from Rigney. Here comes Iupi. He will go to third. 2-run score. It's a 2-run double. They advance to third on the error, and it's 5-0 Antigo in the top of the first. So Antigo batting through their whole lineup here in the top of the first inning as Wyatt Krause, the center fielder, comes to the plate. So an RBI double for Iupi. He will advance to third on the error, and it's 5-0. Anigo here on the top of the first. Here's the pitch to Krause. A little bit inside, count 1-0. And the one thing with Tomahawk, again, you got to find a way to respond after an inning like this. Here's the 1-0, swinging a foul back. It's going to go right off the bleacher roof over there. Count 1-1. Ayupi currently standing on third. Anigo's played at 5 runs here so far in this first inning. Line out of the stretch. Here comes the 1-1. A little bit outside, 2-1. Again, Tomahawk, they're still looking for their first win of the season here. They have struggled mightily so far this year. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a little looper. That's going to go right back to the pitcher, Ein, and he makes the catch. And the side is retired. So Anigo plates 5 here to begin the game. After one half inning, it's Anigo 5 and the Hatchets coming up. You're listening to Hatchet Baseball on WJJQ.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline, and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
Welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Baseball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you from TK Memorial Field here. So Anigo plates 5 runs in the top of the first inning. They will now move to the Tomahawk side. And on the mound for Anigo today is sophomore Preston Knapcavage. Knapcavage in the first inning. He came away with a single, stole a base, and also scored a run in that 5-run first. Let's take a look at the lineup here. Hatchet's leading off will be the senior Addison Peisig in left field. Second, batting second and playing catcher, number 15, Drew Tollefson. Batting third and playing shortstop, number 8, Tyler Jablonski. Batting fourth and playing center field, Zach Frisky. Batting fifth and playing third base, Brody Rigney. Batting sixth and playing first, Cooper Hetzel. Batting seventh and playing right field, Montgomery Framke. Batting eighth and playing second base, number Braden Larson. And rounding out the starters tonight is pitcher Ethan Ein. Taking a look at the defensive lineup for Anigo. In the outfield, it is Terrace Krause and Alec Knapcavage. The infield is Robrecht, who again is playing third base and being designated hitter for by Gray. Kinsley, Ayupi, and Hannes are at the infield. Bastel is the catcher for today, and again, Preston Knapcavage on the mound. So Anigo plates 5 runs. So again, Anigo plated 5 runs in the top of the first. Let's see if Tomahawk can respond in their way. And again, they were shut out and no hit by the Red Robins, believe it or not. Last time these two teams played on Tuesday. So here comes Addison Peisig to the plate. Now Cameron's going to work out of the stretch right away. Peisig's going to square to bunt. That pitch inside, 1-0. And Peisig chuckling a little bit, wanted to throw Anigo for a loop there, it looked like. So Peisig again, the count 1-0. One of the 3 seniors on this team. On this Hatchet team, the other two are Tyler Jablonski and Zach Frisky. That pitch is high and outside, 2-0. Again, Addison Peisig, all you're looking for at this point is base runners. See if Tomahawk can get something going here offensively to kick things off. Here's the 2-0. That one hit the back of the bat. That's a fair ball down the line. That rolled fair. Throw to first. And that is going to be an out. That was a really weird play. So the pitch went behind Peisig. It hit the bat. Rolled down the third baseline into fair territory. Peisig had to run. And the third baseman, Robrecht, throws out Peisig to Hannes. That's a very, very weird 5-3 to begin the day. So one up and one down for Tomahawk. And that's going to make way for Drew Tollefson. Drew Tollefson, the catcher, batting second today, had a few balls get by him in that first inning. That was a really weird start to the game. We've had so much weirdness here to kick things off. That first pitch a little bit high and outside, count 1-0.
and Tolson, one of the very young members of this Tomahawk Hatchet team. He, believe it or not, is one of seven sophomores, as a matter of fact. Here comes the 1-0 to Tolson, swinging a foul ball that'll get right behind the backstop. Count 1-1. Again, the other sophomores on this team, a few of them starting. Cooper Hetzel starting at first today. Brody Rigney at third. Brandon Larson at second. Montgomery Frankie out in right field. The other sophomores are Brody Hilgendorf and Tyler Sundquist. Here's the 1-1 to Tolofsen. That is just a bit outside. Count 2-1. Tried to paint the corner and missed. Again, we got two lefty pitchers here. It's very rare that you see two lefty pitchers starting in a high school game. Here comes a 2-1 from Napcavage. Breaking ball. Got it on the corner. Strike two. I think that froze Tolofsen a bit. So the count now 2-2 to Drew Tolofsen, the sophomore catcher. Here comes the 2-2 from Napcavage. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball. Blew right by him. Two up and two down, and that's going to make way for Tyler Jablonski. And Tyler Jablonski, without a doubt, one of Tomahawk's best players and the senior leader. He's also hit a few home runs. I believe he's hit three or four on the year. He had two, believe it or not, in their closest loss of the season to Lakeland a couple weeks ago. Here's the first pitch to Jablonski. Breaking ball high, 1-0. So again, Napcavage working out of the stretch once again. Tyler Jablonski playing short today instead of pitching. Here's the 1-0. Jablonski swinging a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Count 1-1. Napcavage jammed him a little bit there. So 1-1 the count now to Tyler Jablonski, who is looking for Tomahawk's first hit of the day. Here's the pitch. That one just a bit inside. Count 2-1. Trying to get him with a fastball in the corner. Two and one the count now to Tyler Jablonski. Here's the pitch from Napcavage. Swing and a chopper foul. And the count is now even at 2-2. I think that may have gone off Jablonski's leg. Seems to be okay, though. Jablonski hoping to avoid a 3-up, 3-down inning with Antigo leading 5-0 here in the bottom of the first. Again, Antigo plated 5 runs and went batted through their whole lineup to begin the day. Here's the 2-2 from Napcavage. High and tight, ball three. Count is now full to Tyler Jablonski. It's the best thing you can ask for at this point. All you can ask for is just a base runner to maybe keep the inning alive. Zach Frisky would be next. Here's the payoff pitch. Low and inside, ball four. Jablonski draws the walk. So the first base runner from the Hatchets comes by way of a walk from Tyler Jablonski. He's aboard. And coming up to the plate will be the center fielder, Zach Frisky, who's also batting cleanup. Again, the three Hatchet seniors all batting in the top four today. Napcavage going to work out of the stretch with Jablonski at first and throw back over. Jablonski was able to get there back in time. Jablonski does have quite a bit of speed to him. Doesn't steal often, but when he does, he typically makes it. So Jablonski with another lead off of first. Napcavage working out of the stretch. Honest waiting back at first. And here's the pitch from Napcavage. And the first pitch to Frisky is high and outside. 1-0. And Tomahawk looking to maybe try and dent into this lead a little bit here in the bottom of the first. Again, Antigo played at 5 runs back at the top of the first. Very similar to what happened on Tuesday. That pitch, breaking ball, a little bit low. 2-0. Again, Zach Frisky playing center field today. And Jablonski leading off of first again here. And here comes the pitch from Napcavage. The 2-0 swing and a pop-up. That is going to drift out of play and foul. And the count's now 2-1. So again, Tomahawk, they struggle quite a bit throughout the course of the season here, putting runs across the board. Here's the 2-1 to Frisky. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Got him with a fastball in the corner. Jablonski will get back there. So the count now 2-2 to Frisky. With Tomahawk trailing 5-0 here in the bottom of the first. And Anago will have the top of the order coming up in their next half inning. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a ground ball. That's a base hit in the left field. First hit of the day for the Hatchets comes from senior Zach Frisky. Jablonski goes to second. And now runners on first and second with two down. And here comes the sophomore Brody Rigney to the plate.
Up to bat for the Hatchets, third baseman Brody Rigney.
So Rigney at the plate. Rigney playing third base today. Already had a bit of a rough day there so far today, but let's see if he can keep this inning going. First pitch, a little bit inside. Reacted to that affectionately. Count 1-0. Jablonski and Frisky both on base here. Runners on first and second, two down. Tomahawk leading 5-0. Tomahawk trailing 5-0, excuse me. Anago put five runs up in the top of the first. Pitch swinging a ground ball foul. Count 1-1. Like jammed him a little bit there. So again, Tomahawk with runners on first and second, looking to hopefully try and chip into this lead a little bit here. Nap Cavage going out of the stretch. Here's the 1-1 to Rigney. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Strike two. That was a big breaking ball from the sophomore Nap Cavage. So now the count is 1-2 to Rigney. And Tomahawk still looking for their first run of the day here so far. Here's the 1-2. High, 2-2. Looked like it may have been a pitch out there. Wanted to be sure that no one was stealing. So Preston Nap Cavage out of the stretch again. Here comes a 2-2 to Rigney. Swing and a miss. Rigney swings at a high fastball, strike three, and that's the end of the inning. So two strikeouts for Preston Nap Cavage. We go to the top of the second with the score. Anago 5, Tomahawk nothing. We'll be back with more Hatchet Baseball right after this on WJJQ.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, would like to welcome our listening audience to our radio coverage of our fine group of Hatchet student-athletes, and they're proud of the young people, their dedicated coaches, and great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. So good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713. Proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ and on our podcasts.
Hometown Chiropractic Center with Dr. Kelly McCarrick offering professional chiropractic care from children to seniors. New patients are always welcome. Call to schedule your visit at 453-5365 and online TomahawkHometownChiro.com. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th Street and Mohawk Drive. Proudly serving families in the North Woods with professional chiropractic care and honored to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Baseball here on WJJQ. Tomahawk trailing 5-0 as we enter the top of the second inning. And Anago will go right back to the top of the order with Reed Kinsley to lead things off. Again, the first three base runners reached for Anago in that first inning. It was Kinsley, Preston Nap Cavage, who is pitching today, and Trevor Taurus. So Reed Kinsley will lead things off. He is 1-for-1 with a single and then advanced to second on the wild pitch and also scored today. Ethan Iam back on the mound for the Hatchets. Here comes the first pitch, low and in the dirt. 1-0 the count. Again, Tolofsen behind the plate here today. Went through quite a bit of a learning curve as a sophomore catcher. Kind of try to be in control of the game as much as he can here. Here's the 1-0 from Iam. A little bit inside there. 2-0. And again, it was an infield single by Kinsley that led things off. Here's the 2-0 swing and a pop-up that's going to go foul and out of play behind the Antigo dugout on the far side. Count 2-1 now to Kinsley. Here's the 2-1 from Ein, high ball 3. Again, Ein walked two batters in the first inning. That was Gray and Alec Knapkavage. Both of those ended up scoring on the two-run double from Ayupi. Here's the 3-1, high and inside, ball 4. So Kinsley reaches for the second time today, and this time it's by way of a walk. Third walk issued by Ein here today. And now here comes Preston Knapkavage to the plate, who singled, stole a base, and scored back in the first inning. Very similar line to Kinsley. Kinsley will now lead off first, and they'll try to bunt, and that's going to go foul. So Preston Knapkavage trying a bit of a sacrifice bunt here to send Kinsley over to second. So the count's now 0-1 to Preston Knapkavage, who's also pitching today. Left-handed pitcher, left-handed hitter as well. Here comes the 0-1 from Ein. Low and outside. 1-1. And the big thing for Tomahawk, you got to look at the young guns and wonder, what can you do differently to get this team better? Here comes the 1-1 from Ein. Again, another attempt at a sacrifice bunt. It gets down. Tolson scoops it up. Throw to first is high and safe. Now going down to third is Kinsley. No one's there to cover. So it's an infield hit. Kinsley goes to third, and it's very, very similar to the top of the first. Runners on first and third, no down. Making the way for Trevor Torres, who had an RBI single back in that first inning. So Kinsley advances to third on the throw. No one was covering. And that's a bunt single for Preston Knapkavage. Now here's Torres at the plate. Here's the pitch. Low one in the dirt, ball 1. And I'm trying to minimize the damage here. But it's very, very similar to how this game started for him. 3 straight hits. That one high and outside. That one's going to get by Tolofsen. And going down to second is Knapkavage. So he advances by way of a wild pitch. It's another passed ball. And another wild pitch for Tomahawk. They've already had 3 or 4 so far in this game. So now the count 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive down the line, foul. And down the third baseline. So the count now 1-2. Actually 2-1, excuse me, my mistake. Runners on first and second, nobody out here for Antigo in the top of the second. Here is the pitch, swing, and that's a foul. Back to the backstop. Count now 2-2 to Torres. Again, count 2-2. And I'm looking to hopefully get something going. The other hatchet event taking place today is boys golf up in Lakeland. That pitch just a bit outside, ball 3. And the hatchet boys golf team is in Lakeland. We also did provide the track and field meet for you on Tuesday over at Hatchet Field. Track and field team will be opening postseason play on Tuesday when they go to Lakeland. Here's the full count pitch. That's a high fastball that turns into a pop-up. And that's going to settle it under for Jablonski. Makes the catch for out number 1. That was a very high pitch that Torres turned on, and it turned into a pop-up. So one down here in the top of the second. And now here comes Jacob Honest to the plate. Honest 0-1, grounded out to Rigney last time he was up. Runner on second, third, now 1 out. Ein pitched. Swinging a foul back that's going to bounce off the bleacher roof. Count 0-1. And this is my first time here at Tyler Carl Memorial Field. It's a very nice field. One of the better high school fields I think you'll see here in the North Woods. Here's the 0-1. Low and in the dirt, 1-1. And Ethan, I'm trying to minimize damage again here in this second inning. This is the third spring broadcast that we've had due to the inclement weather. We've had so many problems with Mother Nature this spring. Here's the 1-1. Low and inside, 2-1. Originally, we were supposed to start after the WJJQ home show, but clearly Mother Nature had other ideas. You know, whether it was rain, whether it was snow, whether it was sleet, whether it was just mud. In a rough spring, that pitch inside also 3-1. The big thing also to pay attention to if you're a coach like Scott Nye with a team like this is where can you find the positives? And they've been trying to find positives all season long. Here's the 3-1. That pitch is a strike right on the outside corner. Count 3-2. So again, Hannes is working the count full. And I will say that it will not be the worst thing in the world if he reaches, which he does. That's ball 4. So Hannes reaches by way of a walk. Now, that may seem like a bad thing, but Tomahawk can easily get out of this inning now with a double play. And now the designated hitter, Mason Gray, will come to the plate. So Mason Gray at the plate. He walked last time he was up. So bases are loaded and one down here in the top of the second. Anigo with a chance here to really blow this one open. Here's the first pitch to Gray. That one bounces off the plate, gets behind. Nobody decides to advance, so the count's now 1-0. That one literally bounced off the plate and went over the head of Tollefson. Gray walked and scored last time he was up. One of six base runners for Anigo back in that first inning. We've had three here so far in the second inning. Gray with a swing and a foul back. That count's now 1-1. Again, Anigo currently sitting at 5-1 in Great Northern Conference play. They've sneakily gone into the second place spot, the third place spot, excuse me, in that conference behind Medford and Mosinee. Gray with a swing. I think that hit his foot. Yes, it did. It did hit his foot. That's a foul ball. It bounced into fair territory, but since it bounced off his foot, counts now 1-2, and that would have been pretty close because Rigney had a good double play ball to throw on. So the count's now 1-2 to the designated hitter, Noah Gray. Here comes the pitch from Ein. Low and in the dirt, 2-2. Good stop there that time by Tollefson. And Ein just still trying to find the strike zone a bit here in this for the second. But the count's still 2-2 to Gray. Again, a double play could end the inning here. Here's the 2-2 from Ein. Swing, a line drive into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. One run is going to score definitely. Everybody moves up. Kinsley scores, and it's now 6-0 Anigo. So the second time Gray reaches base today, this time his first hit. And we're going to get a timeout here to clear the plate. And now coming up to the plate will be the catcher, Luke Bastel, who struck out swinging last time he was up. So it's now 6-0 Anigo here in the top of the second. Bases still remain loaded with one down. That pitch high, 1-0. And Bastel, one of four Anigo players that have been retired once already today. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a line drive into right field. That's going to be caught. Nice leaping catch made by Framke. Tagging up is Knapkavage. He will score. And it's now 7-0 Anigo. So Knapkavage scores on the sacrifice fly to Monty Framke. So sacrifice fly from Bastel, and now the seventh batter will come to the plate for Anigo, and it's Alec Knapkavage who walked and scored on a wild pitch back in the first. The first pitch to Alec is a called strike on the corner, count 0-1. Again, the big thing you're looking for, again, is to get out of this inning with limited damage, and so far the damage has been a lot more manageable than in the first to this point. That pitch low and outside, 1-1. So 7-0, Anigo leading here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. That pitch high, 2-1. Neath and Ein. And again, Ein trying to get get something going here. But the Tomahawk bats do have to wake up at some point. Two down here. Here's the pitch to Knapkavage, swinging a high pop-up. Coming over to the first base side, and that is going to be misplayed by Hetzel. So the count is now 2-2 to Alec Knapkavage. That's a very, very high foul ball. And Alec Knapkavage playing right field today. His brother Preston is pitching. His brother Preston has singled and scored two runs so far today. Here's the 2-2 to Alec. Called strike three right on the corner. Down goes Alec Knapkavage, and that is the third out of the inning. So second strikeout of the day for Ethan Ein. But Antigo plates two more after two innings. It is Antigo 7, Tomahawk nothing. We'll be back with more Hatch Baseball right after this. And we are having some technical difficulties, it looks like, here. See what the issue is here. I'll go ahead and keep it here for now until we can get something going. So again, it looks like that we'll go ahead and keep it here for now. And Antigo plated two runs in that inning. They were able to get two hits out of that. No errors and two men left on base for the Red Robins. They played at two runs and was the second runs of the day for both Kinsley and Knapkavage. So the score is now 7-0 Tomahawk as we go to the bottom of the second. And it's going to be sophomore Cooper Hetzel leading it off. So again, the big thing to pay attention to also with this Tomahawk team is what can you do here to try and minimize the damage or try to cut into this deficit a little bit, and it just starts really with a base runner. So the score is now 7-0 here as we head to the bottom of the second. Preston Knapkavage back onto the mound for Antigo. And it'll be Cooper Hetzel, Monty Framke, and Braden Larson, three sophomores in a row to lead things off for Tomahawk. Follow that up with Ethan Ein, who would be their next pitcher. So here we go. First pitch from Preston Knapkavage to Cooper Hetzel is outside. Count now 1-0. Cooper Hetzel playing first base today. That pitch is a called strike count, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 to Hetzel. Breaking ball on the corner, strike two. Count 1-2 now to Hetzel. And Tomahawk had two base runners back in that first inning, but were unable to put any runs across. And he also had one hit. It was a single from Zach Frisky. Here's the 1-2 to Hetzel. Inside, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 to Hetzel. Swinging a high pop-up foul ball behind the plate. That's going to go out of play. Just went over the net that time. So the count remains 2-2 to Hetzel, the sophomore. Again, playing first base today. He's looking to maybe try and cut into this lead a little bit here with a base runner. Preston Knapkavage going out of the stretch. Here comes the 2-2 to Hetzel. And a called strike three on the corner. Looks like got him with a curveball that time. And Hetzel goes down looking. Third strikeout of the day for Preston Knapkavage. And now here comes Monty Framke. Monty Framke, one of the very many sophomores on this team. And that first pitch is high, ball one. Again, the big thing to pay attention to as well is how well can these sophomores develop under Scott Nye. Here's the pitch to Framke. Called strike on the corner. Count 1-1. So again, it's now 7-0 Antigo here in the bottom of the second. Here comes a pitch from Knapkavage. Breaking ball in the corner, called strike, count 1-2. So Knapkavage going out of the stretch pretty regularly as he does here. 0-2 the count now to Framke. Here's the pitch. Swing and a chopper foul. Bounced off the plate behind the catcher, Bastel. Count remains 1-2. Knapkavage again going out of the stretch here. And the big thing for Tomahawk is how can you respond to something like this? Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul back behind the backstop. Framke stays alive. Again, going to need to figure out what can you do here to try and trim into this lead. Out of the stretch again, Knapkavage here. Here's the 1-2, high ball 2. 2-2 the count to Monty Framke. Count remains 2-2. The big thing for Tomahawk, again, you're just going to need a base runner. You had two in that first inning, but you couldn't get anyone across. You're going to need to try and get someone across, or at least get a few more base runners, see if you can plate some runs here in this bottom of the second. Here's the 2-2 to Framke. High and outside, ball 3. And Framke trying to be as patient as he can here at the plate. Two and two the count to Framke, the sophomore, who's playing right field today. Three strikeouts so far for Preston Knapkavage at this point. Here's the full count pitch. Swing and a high pop-up. It's in the shallow right. Settling under it and making the catch is Hunter Ayupi for out number 2. Braden Larson at the plate now for Tomahawk, another sophomore for this team. Larson is playing second base today. Tomahawk with 5 sophomores in the starting lineup today. First pitch is a strike on a breaking ball down the middle, count 0-1. Larson at the plate here, and one of these young kids that hopes to be the future of Tomahawk baseball over the next couple of years. That pitch high, 1-1. And again, it's Knapkavage that's on the mound again. And the big thing to look for is to see how much Tomahawk can bite into this lead. That pitch low and in the dirt, 2-1. So again, these hatchet young hitters are trying to work the count as much as they can. They just need like the right pitch to swing on. They're doing the right thing, trying to make Knapkavage's pitch count go up a bit. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike 2. And I think Larson knew not to swing at that one too late. So 1-2 the count. Now to Braden Larson, the second baseman. And 5 sophomores in the starting lineup today for the Hatchets. That one swung on a miss, strike 3. And down goes Larson swinging. So a 3-up, 3-down inning here for Antigo. After 2 innings, it is Tomahawk trailing Antigo 7-0.
At the end of 2 innings, the score is 7-0 Antigo.
And it looks like that we are still having some technical issues, so we'll go ahead and keep it here for now. See if we can keep things going here. The big thing with this Tomahawk team, you just have to look at the future here. Look and see what this, you know, what this team can do. What this team can do for the foreseeable future. Ethan Ein is going to go back out on the mound. If anything, is going to go ahead and hopefully learn a little bit of this. And it's going to be the 8-9-1 orders here. So Kinsley will bat for the third straight inning for sure here. Coming up. And again, Anigo has played at 7 runs so far in this game. And they've done it on 6 hits. Only one error, though, by Tomahawk so far. It's been a lot of well-placed hitting from Anigo so far in this game. I think that's been the key. Because they've had every single hit that they've had outside of one has been a double. The one error, though, occurred on that double when Brody Rigney could not handle it at third base. And as a result, Ayupi came down to third. So as a result, that is what has led so far to Tomahawk struggling quite a bit here in this game today. And Ethan Ein is back out on the mound for the Hatchets. Going to see if he can keep the damage at a minimum. And Tomahawk does have two substitutions available, Noah Pearson and Grant Albrecht. Noah Pearson is a junior. Albrecht is a junior as well. Now Hunter Ayupi will lead things off for Anigo. He had a two RBI double back in the first inning. First pitch is high and outside from Ein, count 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 from Ein. Low and inside, 2-0. And Ayupi trying to keep the damage rolling here for Anigo. That pitch is a strike right down the middle, count 2-1. And the big thing to pay attention to also with this Tomahawk squad is how do you respond after trailing like this? This is not something that is very, very easy. That pitch high and outside. Ball 3. Count 3-1. So 3-1 the count now to Ayupi. Here comes a pitch. Swing and a fly ball hit into right field. Going over Framke. He runs under it and makes the catch for out number 1. Nice play by Montgomery Framke with the running catch. And Ayupi is retired. That's going to make way for the center fielder, Wyatt Krause, the junior. Krause popped up to the pitcher to end the first inning last time he was up. At first pitch, swinging a fly ball down the line, and that is going to go foul down the third base line. Pisa couldn't get over there in time, so it'll be a very loud first strike. Again, the big thing with Tomahawk is can you respond in a way that'll make this a competitive game? And pitch low and in the dirt. Count 1-1 now to Krause, who's 0-1 today. Here's the 1-1, swinging a foul back. Count 1-2. Again, hopefully Tomahawk looking to try and keep this a 7-0 game here heading into the bottom of the third. Ein working out of the windup again. Here comes the 1-2 to Krause. Ein outside, 2-2. Here's the 2-2 from Ein now. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Krause swinging. That's the third strikeout of the day from Ethan Ein. So 2-2 down now, and now here comes Reed Kinsley back to the top of the order for Anigo. Kinsley 1-1, 2 runs scored, a single as well today. That first pitch is high, ball 1. And again, the big thing is going to be can Tomahawk keep this 7-0 lead at bay? At pitch, low, 2-0. And how does Tomahawk respond from this? They keep it going here. Here's the 2-0, swinging a foul back behind the backstop. Count 2-1. Atchets haven't been able to produce anything offensively here so far. They've got two hits, but stranded both of them in the first. Pitch from Ein, high, 3-1 the count now to Kinsley. Again, Preston Knapkavage would be next, who has played very well. He's pitched very well. He's also got two singles and two runs scored. That pitch, outside ball four. So another walk issued by Ein, the second to Kinsley here today.
Off the bat for the Robins, pitcher Preston Knapkavage.
And Preston Knapkavage will come back to the plate. He is 2-for-2 with two singles, a stolen base, and two runs scored so far today. And the pitch low and in the dirt that gets by Tollefson, but Kinsley will remain at first. And the count is now 1-0. And Knapkavage has also pitched two scoreless innings so far today, batting second for the Red Robins. And Anigo, and sitting third in that Great Northern Conference behind Medford and Mosinee, which is a very tough conference. That one goes off of Knapkavage's leg. It hit him. And so he will reach first. And going down to second is Kinsley. So now, runners on first and second. And two down, and that's going to make way for Trevor Terrace.
Off the bat for Anigo, left fielder Trevor Terrace.
So Trevor Terrace coming up. He is 1-for-2 with a run scored. He flew out, though, to short last time he was up. And pitch low and inside, count 1-0. And Terrace does have a hit, though, also today, and he also does have a run scored. It's run of five Red Robins that have scored so far in this game today. Again, that's the fifth walk also issued by Ethan Ein in this game. Pitch, swinging a hard ground ball, gets right by Rigney, and into left field it goes for a hit. Bounces off the glove of Jablonski, and everybody reaches. So another hit for Terrace, and the bases are loaded with two down here in the top of the third once again, and that's going to make way for Jacob Hannes, who is 0-for-1, but he reached by way of a walk last time he was up. Pitch is outside. First one is count 0-1 now. And Anigo stranded two runners on base. They've stranded three already so far today. Hopefully Ein can minimize the damage here. Here comes the pitch. High, 2-0. And three straight base runners for Anigo after Ein retired the first two by way of a flyout and a strikeout. Again, Hannes is 0-for-1. He grounded out to third, and he's also walked. At pitch high, ball three. And Ethan Ein hopefully looking to try and get out of this inning unscathed. There's a called strike. Count 3-1 now to Hannes. And the big thing is going to be, can Ethan Ein get out of this jam? Here's the 3-1. Swinging a line drive. Goes right to Jablonski. He'll throw over to second. And that is in time. Larson tags the bag. So a fielder's choice grounder to end the inning. Anigo strands three. Scoreless. And it is now, and the score remains 7-0. Anigo.
Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent of Tomahawk, is proud to salute the Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes and their coaches this season. Kevin has been serving our area. His mission is to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent, serving you from his office location at 201 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2085 for State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet sports sponsors.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda of Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health care to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Baseball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJQ. Hope you're having a great Friday so far. We go to the bottom of the third with Tomahawk currently trailing 7-0. But they had their first, but they gave up their first scoreless inning of the game after Anigo played at 3 with 2 down and grounded into a fielder's choice by Hannes essentially ended the inning. So now coming to the plate, leading things off for Tomahawk is going to be Ethan Ein, the pitcher. So Ethan Ein, who's pitched 3 innings so far today, has given up 7 runs on 7 hits. So Nap Cabbage is back at the plate, is back on the mound, I should say, and Ethan Ein is at the plate. So we got a pitcher-on-pitcher case where Tomahawk is pitcher so far. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. And Ethan Ein, a junior pitcher, hopefully looking to see if he can lead the way here for this Hatchet squad, because really Tomahawk has just struggled to get runs across the plate really whole season. Here's the pitch from Nat Cavage. That is high and inside. Count 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 to Ein, high and outside, 2-1. And Tomahawk looking to maybe try and cut into this lead a little bit here in this inning. Here's the 2-1, then Ein with a nasty swing. It looked like that he was completely fooled from Nap Cabbage on that one. And the count is now 2-2. So again, the count 2-2 now to Ethan Ein, the pitcher. Nap Cabbage out of the stretch again. Here comes the 2-2. Just a bit outside. 3-2 the count. So a full count pitch now to Ethan Ein. And again, young hitters working the count full. See if it pays off here. Here comes the payoff pitch. And a called strike 3 right on the inside corner. Down goes Ein looking. And that is the 5th strikeout of the day for Preston Nap Cabbage. And back to the top of the order goes Tomahawk with left fielder Addison Pysig.
Up to bat for the Hatchets, left fielder Addison Pysig.
Addison Pysig 0-1, grounded out to third. That was that weird ground out back in the first inning where the pitch went behind him, hit the bat, and rolled into fair territory. Now Pysig is showing to bunt, and the first pitch is high. Count 1-0. Pysig looking to hopefully give Tomahawk their first base runner since the first inning. The Hatchets have had 1 hit so far, and the other base runner was by way of a walk. Both those were back in the first. That pitch a little bit outside. 2-0. And everyone's wondering if Tomahawk can try and trim into this lead a little bit here. Here comes a 2-0. That's a strike right at the knees. Count 2-1. Addison Pysig, one of 3 seniors in the starting lineup and on this roster for this Hatchet squad. The other two are Jablonski and Frisky. Here's the pitch. That one inside, 3-1. So Pysig looking to hopefully get on base for the first time here. He's ahead in the count, 3-1, and that pitch just on the inside corner, strike 2. I think he was trying to look for the walk, but a breaking ball right on the edge makes it strike 2 for Addison Pysig, the left fielder. Nap Cabbage out of the stretch. Here comes the payoff pitch again. That one hits him. And so Pysig will reach for the first time today. That's the third base runner for Tomahawk, the first since the first inning. And now coming up to the plate is the catcher, Drew Tolofsen. Tolofsen struck out swinging last time he was up. He'll look to reach base for the first time also today. And runner on first, one down. Here's the pitch from Knapkavage, high and outside. Count now 1-0. And Tolofsen again, one of five sophomores in the starting lineup for this Hatchet squad. He's the one that's behind the plate. Pysyk leads off first. Knapkavage looks. Here comes the 1-0 to Tolofsen. Swing and a miss. Strike one. That was a good pitch for Tolofsen to swing on. Just was a little bit early with that one. Again, Pysyk on first. Knapkavage out of the stretch again. Here comes the 1-1. Oh, throw right back to Pysyk, and he's out. Pysyk is picked off back at first inning. Back at first, it looked like that he got it on the head from the first baseman, Hannes. And Scott Nye is coming over to talk to him, and he's wondering why he was called out, because it certainly looked a little bit weird as to why they called him out on that one, but apparently he got him on the head before he got back to the base. That pitch is high. Count 2-1 to Tolofsen. Knapkavage going out of the stretch again, as he does pretty much every time he throws a pitch here. Here comes the 1-2 to Tolofsen, now with two down in the inning. And that one is high and tight, 3-1. And Tolofsen looking to hopefully keep this inning going here. And that would make way for Jablonski and Frisky, who are the other two base runners to reach for Tomahawk here so far in this game. Here's a pitch. Outside, ball four. So Tolofsen draws the walk. So a two-out walk for Drew Tolofsen, the sophomore. And now here comes Tyler Jablonski to the plate. And it looks like that we will be getting a courtesy runner here for Tomahawk. So courtesy running for Drew Tolofsen is going to be Noah Pearson, the junior. And now one of Anago's assistant coaches will go to talk to Knapkavage. Talk it over. Make sure that everything's going okay, because he's allowed the last two Hatchet base runners to reach. And Tyler Jablonski coming up to the plate. He walked last time he was up. But the big thing with Jablonski that I think goes underrated is his power. He has four home runs on the season. He had two of them in one game against Lakeland. That was back a couple of weeks ago, including a go-ahead one in the seventh to put them up 5-4, where they ultimately ended up losing that game 6-5 on a walk-off. And hopefully everything's okay over there, as we get our own quick trip to the mound here. So Tyler Jablonski again looking to keep this inning going here for the Hatchets. And Preston Knapkavage has gone through 2 2/3 so far here. He's given up just one hit, but has allowed four total base runners, two walks, and a hit by pitch also. So again, it's Noah Pearson on first base, pinch running for Drew Tolofsen. Jablonski with a swing and a ground ball that goes right back to the pitcher, Knapkavage. Throw to first is in time, and that's the end of the inning. So, Tomahawk fails to get anything across after three. The score remains Anago's 7, Tomahawk nothing. We'll be back with more after this on WJJQ.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2-for-1. Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs for all occasions and members of your family, furry friends included. Northwoods Awarded Engraving is a one-stop shop for your marketing needs. Not only do they specialize in custom awards, including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, they have expanded into tumblers, name tags, and more. Simply Stitched and Northwoods Awarded Engraving. Proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Baseball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you from TK Memorial Field. We do have a few changes to make here. Tyler Jablonski will come in and pitch for Ethan Ein. So Jablonski will be on the mound. Moving to short will be Brody Rigney, and Noah Pearson will remain in the game. And he will go to third base. And Ethan Ein's night is done. So Ethan Ein leaves. He gave up seven runs. So Ethan Ein gave up seven runs on seven hits. Walked five. Struck out two. And did strand six runners on base, though. So now Tyler Jablonski back out on the mound. Again, Jablonski, without a doubt, one of Tomahawk's best players. And again, he'll be playing baseball at UW Stout next year. Up over there in northwest Wisconsin. Actually, where my brother went, believe it or not. So again, Brody Rigney is going to go to short. Noah Pearson goes to third. They're going to keep Zach Frisky out in center field, it looks like. Going to keep Larson at second. Hetzel will remain at first. Pysyk will remain left. So again, the big change is going to be Jablonski back out on the mound for Tomahawk. Noah Pearson comes in at third. Brigney moves to short. And Ethan Ein will actually move to first. So Ein goes to first. And it looks like that there will be no more Cooper Hetzel. Oh, yes, it is. Thank you. I am sorry. Wow. A lot of changes here for this Hatchet team in this top of the fourth inning here.
Now pitching Tyler Jablonski up to bat for the Robins.
So we'll go ahead and see if we can get it squared away here pretty quickly here for you. But anyways, leading off for Antigo is going to be Jacob Gray. And that's a swing and a base hit over to left field. So the first pitch that Gray sees is a base hit in that at bat. That's the third time he's reached today, his second hit. So a leadoff single for Noah Gray, and the Red Robins have a runner on first, nobody out, making way for Bastel. Luke Bastel is 0 for 1. He struck out swinging and had a sacrifice fly out to right, scoring Preston Knapcabbage. That first pitch is a called strike count, 0-1, and Bastel behind the plate. Jablonski going to work out of the stretch again. Gray leading off first. Here's the pitch from Tyler. Low and outside. 1-1. So Jablonski throw back to first. Not in time. And it looks like Cooper Hetzel's moved to third. Rigney to short. And they're putting Ethan Ein at first base. So judging from what I see here, looks like that Noah Pearson will just remain on the bench for now. Here comes a pitch from Jablonski, swinging a foul ball. That's going to go out of play, and that's going to hit one of the trees over there. It's a bit of a loud foul ball. So the count is now 1-2 to Bastel. And warming up, by the way, in the Antigo bullpen is Trevor Taris, the senior, so... Maybe we'll get him out on the mound in the fourth. Here's a 2-2 from Jablonski. Swinging a line drive, base hit into right field. That's going to go all the way back. Scooped up by Framke. Going to third is Gray. So runners on first and third, nobody out. First hit of the day for Bastel. That's going to make way for Alec Knapcabbage, who has walked and scored. Also struck out looking last time he was up. That is the ninth hit of the day for Antigo. That was to show you how good their offense has been and how much they have improved over the last few days. And Jablonski working out of the stretch once again here. Runners on first and third, nobody out. This is the third time, by the way, that Antigo has had runners on first and third to lead off an inning with nobody out. First pitch to Alec Knapcabbage is a ball, count 1-0. And it looks like we have an umpire time. It looks like that there's going to be a pinch runner. So pinch running for Antigo is going to be Javon Bussey. So Bussey will pinch run for Bastel. Count 1-0 now. Throw back to first. Not in time. Ooh, that was a very close pick play over at first base from Jablonski. Ethan Ein will flick it back to him. So again, Antigo leading 7-0 here so far in the top of the fourth. They had 5 runs in the first, 2 in the second. Here's the pitch from Jablonski. That one a little bit low. 2-0 the count now to Alec Knapkabbage. Runners on first and third here. No down. Nobody down. Gray is on third. Base hit would score 1. Here's the 2-0 from Jablonski. Swing and a ground ball to third. Scooped up by Hetzel. He bobbles it. Throw to second. Not in time. So that will probably go down as an error for the third baseman, Hetzel. Knapkabbage reaches. Bussy second. And the bases are loaded with nobody down for Hunter Ayupi, who is 1-for-2 with a 2-run double back in the first. Here's the first pitch to Ayupi. Called strike on the corner. Count 0-1. So again, Antigo with 9 hits so far today. Also had 7 runs in this game. And the 1-0 is low and in, low and outside. Count will go to 1-1. Again, just to get everyone caught up on the changes, Ethan Ein's day as a pitcher is done for now. Jablonski's at first. Ein moves to first. Here comes the pitch from Jablonski, swinging a ground ball to third. That one bounces off of Hetzel. Throw over to first is in time. Gray scores, so a sacrifice. That's going to move Bussy and Knapkabbage to second and third, respectively. A run scores, and it's now 8-0, Antigo. So now Wyatt Krause will come to the plate. He is the only Antigo hitter so far that has not reached base today. He popped out to the pitcher Ein back in the first and struck out swinging in the third. Runners on second and third now and 1 down for Antigo, who now leads 8-0 here in the top of the fourth. Pitch from Jablonski, swing, foul tip into the glove of Drew Tollefson. And the count's now 1-1. And Jablonski's going to be playing baseball at UW Stout next season. Here comes the 1-1 from Jablonski. Did he go? Check swing. Doesn't look like he did. Count 2-1. Two and one the count now to Krause. To Wyatt Krause, excuse me, for Antigo. Here's the 2-1. Low and in the dirt, ball 3. And again, if Jablonski walks Krause, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, because if anything, that could set up a double play to end the inning. It would go back to the top of the order, though, with Kinsley, who has reached base in all 3 of his at-bats so far today. That pitch in the dirt, ball 4. So another walk issued by a Tomahawk pitcher. That's the 6th today. And now Reed Kinsley will come back up to the plate. He is now hit in every inning so far today. He's got a single, 2 walks, 2 runs scored. And he almost scored a third if the bases weren't stranded back in the third inning. First pitch is a strike right at the knees. Count 0-1. I think with Jablonski, he's got a really nice fastball. It's that breaking ball that he has issues with from time to time. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike 2. I don't think Kinsley saw that coming. I don't think he saw back-to-back fastballs coming from Jablonski that time. So again, the score is 8-0 Antigo here. Top of the fourth. Bases loaded, 1 out. Here comes a pitch. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike 3, down goes Kinsley swinging. He is retired. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. So now 2 down here in the top of the fourth, and now here comes Preston Knapkabbage, who's also reached in every single inning that he has hit in so far. He's got 2 singles, reached by way of a hit by pitch, and scored 2. Pitch from Jablonski, swing and a ground ball to short, scooped up by Larson, throw to first in time. That's the end of the inning. Antigo does get 1 more after 3 1/2. It is Antigo 8, Tomahawk nothing. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Hatchet Baseball right after this.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Baseball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you from TK Memorial Field. Tomahawk trailing Antigo 8-0 here as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Another couple changes here coming up for you. Looks like that coming in to pitch now for Antigo will be... Looks like it'll be Hannes. Trevor Terrace will come. Well... Give me a second here. So many changes here. Yes, Trevor Terrace will come in and pitch for Antigo. Robrecht will remain at third. Kinsley remains at short. Ayupi remains at second. Terrace remains at first. And it looks like Alec Knapkavage remains in right field. And Preston Knapkavage goes to center. So Terrace comes to the mound. Preston Knapkavage goes to center. Knapkavage's day is done. A very good day from Knapkavage pitching. Gave up no runs, one hit. Did walk two runners. Did hit a pitcher. Did hit a batter. But he also struck out five. So a productive day for Preston Knapkavage. Meanwhile, that last half inning for Antigo. One run, two hits. Did have an error in that one. And there were two men left on base in that one. So Antigo has stranded eight runners so far in this game today. And that equals the amount of runs that they put on the board so far, 8-0. So again, Terrace pitching, and Preston Knapkavage moves to center field. If he moves to center, that means that Kraus will be moving over to left. So... something to pay attention to. Now, here we go. Bottom of the fourth will lead things off. It'll be Zach Frisky, Brody Rigney, and Cooper Hetzel to lead things off for Tomahawk here in the bottom of the fourth. And again, Tomahawk still looking for their first run of the day here today. Today is already improving from the last time these two teams played. Tomahawk was no hit and shut out by Antigo back on Tuesday. Here's the first pitch, high and tight, ball one. Count 1-0 to Frisky. Frisky does have Tomahawk's only hit of the day so far. Was a single back in the first inning. So something to pay attention to as well. Here comes the pitch. That's a strike right down the middle. Count 1-1. Good pitch there that time from Terrace. And Trevor Terrace on the mound here in relief of Preston Knapkavage, who pitched very well in three innings of work. Here's a pitch, swing, and a line drive. That's a base hit into right field. So Zach Frisky reaches his second hit of the day today. So Zach Frisky with his second single, also the second hit for the Hatchets, and the leadoff man aboard for Tomahawk. And here comes Brody Rigney up to the plate.
Up to bat for the Hatchets. Shortstop, Brody Rigney.
Brody Rigney struck out swinging last time he was up. And Tomahawk has produced base runners in so far three of the four innings. Hasn't been able to get a run across. That first pitch at the knees. We're going to call it low, count 1-0. Now, the big thing to pay attention to also with this Tomahawk team is how much can they chip into this lead here in the bottom of the fourth. And again, Tomahawk trailing here 8-0. They give up five runs in the first, two in the second, one in the fourth so far. Here's the 1-0. That one is right back at the knees. Count 1-1. Similar spot, but a different result that time. And again, Brody Rigney, one of the five sophomores in the starting lineup for Tomahawk here today. Along with Cooper Hepsel, Monty Framke, Braden Larson, and Drew Tollefson. 1-1 the count to Brody. Brisky on first, swinging a foul ball by Rigney back behind the plate. Count one and two. And Rigney struck out swinging last time he was up. So again, Tomahawk looking to see if they can get something going here. Terrace out of the stretch. Here's the 1-2 to Rigney. Low and in the dirt, ball two. Count two and two. And Tomahawk doesn't want to chance anything at this point. All you want to do is see if you can get a few base runners on. Terrace out of the stretch. Count two and two to Rigney. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a short grounder foul down the third base side. Count remains 2-2. And Tomahawk has struggled quite a bit to produce anything offensively throughout the season. They're currently 0-11 on the year, 0-9 in Great Northern Conference play. Nanago, meanwhile, is in third place in the conference on the heels of the Powers, Medford and Mosinee, as you heard Scott and I in his interview today. Here's a pitch taken off. Pitch is wide. Throw to second. Not in time. Stolen base for Zach Frisky. And a runner in scoring position for Tomahawk for just the second time today. Count is now full to Brody Rigney here. It's 3-2. So Zach Frisky in scoring position. First steal of the day for the Hatchets. Here comes a payoff pitch from Terrace. High ball four. Rigney draws the walk. So Rigney reaches for the first time today. And now here comes Cooper Hetzel to the plate.
Off the bat for the Hatchets, third baseman Cooper Hetzel.
Cooper Hetzel struck out looking last time he was up. Here comes the first pitch from Hetzel, low and in the dirt. Ball one. So runners on first and second, nobody out. This is the best threat that Tomahawk has had since the first inning when they had runners on first and second and two down back in the first inning. So again, Hetzel struck out looking last time he was up. And Tomahawk so far with just two hits today. Leading off second is Frisky. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a foul back behind the backstop. Count 1-1. And Cooper Hetzel, one of the five sophomores again in the starting lineup today. Got Rigney on first and Frisky on second. And Frisky, one of three seniors on this Tomahawk squad. Here's the 1-1. Oh, no, Terrace throws back to second. Not in time. Again, a long, nice big lead from Frisky. Throw back to second was not in time. And Frisky remains at second. Count is still 1-1. Terrace again working out of the stretch. A couple of big leads off the bases. Here's 1-1 from Terrace. Swinging a foul that's going to go right over us. And the count is now 1-2. It's waiting for it to hit the roof because that's where it was heading. So the count remains 1-2. Nobody out here for Tomahawk. Runners on first and second. Their best threat so far of the day today. Working out of the stretch is Terrace. Here comes 1-2 to Hetzel. Swing and a ground ball to third. It'll be scooped up. Going to be a tough play. Throw to first is in time. That drove the first baseman, Hannes, off the bag, but he was still able to tag out Hetzel. But nevertheless, he does bring both runners to second and third, so it goes down as a sacrifice. And now that'll make way for Monty Framke coming to the plate. Framke flew out, popped out to third last time he was up, but the Hatchets now with runners on second and third and one out. And a chance for their first run here of the day. Let's see what Framke can do. Here comes the first pitch. Swinging a fly ball to left field. That one is hit well. And making the catch is going to be the left fielder from Krause. Tagging up is Frisky, and he... It's the first Hatchet run across... So with that being said, runner on second now and two down for Braden Larson. First pitch to Larson, swing and a miss, strike one. Rigney remains at second, so he still remains in scoring position here for Tomahawk. And the Hatchets looking to hopefully try and trim into this lead a little bit here. You might be able to if you get a base hit elsewhere. Here comes the 0-1 to Larson. Low and outside, 1-1.
Exclusive coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Hatchet Sports is a presentation of Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builders Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuni Trucking and Excavating. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ. Sports is always on. WJJQ Tomahawk, 8:10 a.m. and translator W.